Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite Podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real-life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Deneen White, host of the VIP Ignite podcast here. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to Zipporah Dickerson. I just had the opportunity to hang out with her in New York like about a week and a half ago. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's good to hear yours too.
Awesome. So this is going to be a really quick 15 minutes for you. Can you start by telling me telling my audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 22 years old, currently living in North Carolina. I've been here all my life, pretty much. I've pretty much been in front of a camera for as long as I can remember. So I basically decided to start my journey as to becoming the singer, actor that I wanted to be about earlier this year. And just basically trying to get a jump start on things. I came across VIP Ignite and everything that was being said to me. I loved every single thing. Yeah, I'm just a fun-spirited person just ready to share my talents with the world.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for you to share your talents with the world. So how did you hear about VIP Ignite?
I was online one day, and if I'm not mistaken, I had came across it was something on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. And basically, it was saying, do you want to become, you know, actor, singer? And around that time, I was already, like, looking up things on the internet of how to get a jump start on it. Something that, you know, wouldn't try to persuade me to do something that I didn't want to do. And basically, it was Alicia saying, listen to the two-hour webinar if I was really serious about it. So I knew I was serious about it, so I went ahead, registered for the webinar, and here I am today.
That's awesome. So you registered for the webinar, here you are today on a podcast, and a week and a half ago you were in New York City. Had you ever been to New York City before?
Yes, I have been twice with family and one time with my chorus from school. And this was my third time going to New York, but this time I was by myself. So it was kind of different.
Well, so tell me a little bit about your experience at the event. So what before you walked into the photo shoot, what were you expecting?
Before I walked into the photo shoot, since this was like my very first, you know, rodeo with everything, I was a little bit terrified, I'm not going to lie. I already knew I had to come with my A-game to take the pictures and everything like that. And I had my suitcase, my duffel bag with one with shoes, one with clothes. So I had two different things ready. I was a little bit nervous because I have taken photo shoots before, but this was like my first time with actual professional stylists, professional makeup artists, and hairstylists. And as soon as I got in there, I was nervous, and then everybody started to greet me, and then I instantly felt like family. And next thing I knew, all the butterflies just kind of went away.
That's awesome. So how was your photo shoot? Do you love the photos? Were they amazing?
Yes, the photos were beautiful. I was speechless when I saw them. I was just like, is that me?
Isn't that the greatest thing when you're like, oh, that's me. That's crazy.
Right.
That's awesome. So then let's see here. So then the next day we had the mastermind. So what was your biggest takeaway from like listening to Joanna Bexson and to Philip Galinsky, and then also the Inner Circle people that spoke? Like, what was your biggest takeaway from the mastermind?
My biggest takeaway from the mastermind, I would have to say, is just to not give up. And one thing that stood out to me was something that I heard from Gina Smith. She was basically saying, don't sleep on yourself. Even though there may be other people that look like you, nobody is you. And I feel like that is what spoke to me the most, especially the affirmations that she gave us. It really spoke to me because sometimes I really do doubt myself. I'm not going to lie about that. But I really do feel like now I'm able to achieve anything, like I can tackle anything. And when Joanna Bexson came up there, I just felt her presence. Like, I wasn't just, like, listening to her. I was taking everything in. Like, it was just amazing. From that first mastermind that I ever went to, it was breathtaking.
That's awesome. I know Gina will love to know that you had that takeaway. I'm going to send her a message and tell her that she was quoted tonight on the podcast. She'll be so excited about that. But you know, it's awesome that you said that because I think there are so many people in the world that sleep on themselves. And I love that was your takeaway from what she said, because she's definitely someone who was sleeping on herself and now she is no longer. So the fact that like that was your takeaway. So what is your action point from that? So you were inspired, like, you know what, I can't sleep on myself. So what action are you taking so that you're no longer sleeping on yourself?
My actions that I'm taking now is I've been basically following up with people that I've met at the event. Not only that, but I've been looking up different castings, basically to get into more auditions, just to go ahead and take a jump, get out of my comfort zone. Not only that, but I have been posting more on social media, which I don't usually do. So
I know
I'm doing that as well. I know you've been
I'm like, oh, hold on. Okay, here we go again. No, that's awesome. And, you know, so how does that make you feel, like, that you're following a process now? So you're taking action. Like, how do you feel now that you're taking action towards the goals that you want to achieve?
I feel unstoppable now.
Awesome. That's
real,
so cool.
Now that I'm actually taking action, I'm actually doing it. It's not as hard as I thought it was in the beginning. In the beginning, I was like, oh, my gosh, how am I ever going to be able to actually get into the industry and be able to start my career like I want to? But now I realize all I have to do is just apply myself. I have the tools that I need, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
That's awesome. This is like music to my ears. Like, you're making me want to, like, go run a marathon or something. I'm so excited to hear all of these things, because everything that you're saying, that's the whole point of the events, is that when you go there that you're inspired to take decisive action. And then what the hardest step to take is the first step. Like, that's why when you go into, like, a pizzeria or something like that, the reason that they have that first doubt, that dollar bill framed, is because that's the hardest dollar to earn. So now you've taken that first step. So now you're in a place of momentum, so you can just keep going. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, so speaking of momentum, so now you're, like, taking decisive action and all these things. So let's talk about the networking event. What was that like for you?
The networking event. That was amazing. It was just so much. Like, I was very overwhelmed with the amount of talent that was just in one room. It was all the way from the very first speaker to the last one, to just talking to the people themselves. It was just remarkable. I got to speak with Alicia. Powell, I got to speak with Antoinette. I got to speak with so many different people. And I remember everybody was kind of like, they weren't upset, but they were just like, oh my gosh, she's talking to Antoinette for so long. And I was just like, well, our conversation, it just jump started and we just couldn't stop talking to each other. And I just loved everything that she said to me. And now she agreed to be my mentor. So that was the icing on the cake for everything. And I almost broke out in tears, but I held myself together. the networking event was amazing. I don't even know how to describe it.
I think that everyone can hear in your voice exactly what it was. I think that's amazing. So the theme of our event was the obstacle is the way. So what is one obstacle that you've maybe that you faced in the past or that you're facing now that you're going to be able to use to build strength in you?
My obstacle that I felt like was in my way was honestly myself, just because I feel like I'm my biggest obstacle, which because of my self-doubt. I have to use that and just basically look at myself in the mirror and just say, you can do it. What are you scared of? And that's basically what I've been doing. Like, I've been just saying that to myself, like, what are you scared of? There's nothing to be scared of because you can do it. You are Zipporah. There's no other Zipporah like you. There will never be a Zipporah like you. Like, basically bouncing off what Gina said again. Like, there's only one me. So.
There is definitely only one you. I can totally attest to that. But that's awesome. I love that. I love that that's the obstacle that you're overcoming because there are so many. I think that's honestly the biggest obstacle that anyone has to overcome is the is what's between their ears. It's a mindset thing because there are so many people that are, they're afraid and they don't know why, and they hold themselves back. They're like, no, I can't do this. I can't do that. And for you to have the self-awareness and the recognition that, you know what, I see you, obstacle, but I'm not allowing you to get in my way any longer. Like, I'm going to push through you and I'm going to be stronger on the other side. The most awesome thing about that is that you're then going to be able to teach that skill to other people because that's a skill. It's an acquired skill. So I'm really excited to hear that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So what are some projects that you're going to be working on over like the next couple of months? Do you have any projects in the works?
I don't have anything right now. Only thing that I'm really working on are my self-tapes. Some reels that I'm working on that me and Antoinette have been talking about. So just working with her is my biggest thing right now. That's what I'm doing.
That's fantastic. So do I get to see you in Hollywood in June?
Yes, I did sign up before I left. The weekend ended so quick to me. I was talking to Alicia right before I left, and I was just like, I really want to go to Hollywood. What do I have to do? And I spoke to Debbie before I left. She went ahead and signed me up, and I'm actually going to be in the inner circle, too, now. So that's a big shift.
Stop it right now. So we're going to be spending so much time together. I can't wait.
Yes, I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's a huge decision. I'm really proud of you for making that decision and working toward that goal. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I know it's crazy, but can you believe that our time is already up?
Yes, that was very, I was nervous from the, like, plane ride and everything, but it's like as soon as I got there, I was just starting to get a feel of everything, and the next thing I know, it ended. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, all of this momentum I have, and now it's just over. Why?
Yeah. The awesome thing is that now you can take your experience from New York City and apply it to Los Angeles, and the possibilities are endless because you've already done it once. So now when you go in next time, it'll be like, you're like, hey guys, you'll already have your friends. You won't have to worry about any of that. And then it'll just be amazing because you already know what to expect. So one question I have for you is, if you could have prepared differently for this event, or even a better question is, how are you going to prepare differently for Hollywood than you did for New York?
I would say one thing I was going to do to better prepare myself for LA is just to have more conversations, like try to get around more to everybody, because there was some people that I didn't speak to when I was in New York, and that I was kind of upset about. But just my conversationalism when I speak to some of the agents and the directors and the producers and everything like that, that's something I'm going to work on, definitely.
Okay. Time management skills, that's definitely a skill that we can all use as well.
Right, that too.
Cool. Well, Zipporah, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time. I'm so excited that I get to hang out with you again in a couple of months in Los Angeles. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you again, too, because you are just a big fireball.
I'm something, that's for sure. But definitely make sure you keep up on your social media and keep up with tagging all of us. We love seeing that stuff. It's awesome to see just your growth in that. So keep up the good work, and I'll see you. It feels right now like it's so far away, but I'll see you like in 10 minutes in Hollywood, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Janine.
And you're welcome so much. And if I don't talk to you, have a happy holiday season, okay?
You do the same. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to AMMSociety.com. And if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.